Listen, everybody, to the words I have to say. Better get ready, because the Lord is coming one day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is Daniel White IV, the eldest son of Daniel White III. The intro music that you just heard is my late grandfather, Daniel White Jr., singing a song titled Get Ready. Today, my father, Daniel White III, is going to share with you news and information relating to biblical prophecy so that you can be prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books, including Just Jesus and The Prayer Motivator. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in 23 foreign countries, and is the president of Gospelite Society and Torch Ministries International. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is report number 725. As you know, I have been on a little break after preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and preaching God's word every day, nearly every day, for over 5 years. And God has given me the liberty to take an extended break. But while on that break, I am still working for the Lord. I'm just not doing as much, and so I'm still on that extended break. However, we are back. However, we are back producing the podcasts that you've grown to love for years on a lighter schedule. My name is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, here to remind you that Jesus Christ is coming back soon and that you need to be prepared. And this podcast is not about predictions, nor is it about setting dates as some people foolishly have done down through the years, and now they're all dead. However, it is all about preparation. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. In a very real sense. First, today, dear friends, let's look at some signs of his coming in the news. The disciples asked Jesus Christ in Matthew 24:3, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Pardon me. Jesus Christ gave them and us clear signs that show us when we can begin to expect to see the coming of the Lord and the end of the world as we know it. Looking at world events through the lens of the Word of God, let's look at some headlines from today's news that point to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. First today, under the sign category of pestilences and fatal epidemic diseases. According to a Johns Hopkins University tally, the global death toll attributed to the novel coronavirus plague has passed 3,246,000. Since December 2019, when the virus was first identified in Wuhan, China, it has infected at least 155 million people worldwide. Second, today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to the Jerusalem Post, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Friday in his first significant policy speech the United States needs to prepare for a potential future conflict bearing little resemblance to the old wars that have long consumed the Pentagon. Austin called for harnessing technological advances and better integrating military operations globally to understand faster, decide faster, and act faster. Austin said that the way we fight the next major war is going to look very different from the way we fought the last ones. Austin did not explicitly mention rivals such as China or Russia, but his remarks came as the United States starts an unconditional withdrawal from Afghanistan on orders from President Joe Biden, aimed at ending America's longest war and resetting Pentagon priorities. Third, today, under the sign category of famines, according to the Guardian of Great Britain, Guardian News of Great Britain, world leaders are being urged to act immediately, to stop multiple famines breaking out, exacerbated by the coronavirus plague pandemic and caused by conflict, climate crisis, and inequality. In an open letter published on Tuesday to support the UN call for action to avert famine in 2021, hundreds of aid organizations from around the world said people are not starving, they are being starved. My. They said millions of people in Yemen, Afghanistan, Ethiopia, South Sudan, Burkina Faso, Democratic Republic of the Congo, Honduras, Venezuela, Nigeria, Haiti, Central African Republic, Uganda, Zimbabwe, and Sudan faced starvation and appealed to governments to respond to increasing levels of hunger, stressing that billions of pounds in investment was, that is, billions of dollars in investment was urgently needed. At the beginning of the year, the WFP and the UN Food and Agriculture Organization warned that up to 270 million people did not have enough food or were at high risk of going hungry. More than 34 million people were on the brink of starving, they said, and may fall into famine without immediate action. Now, beloved, it is time for Prophecy Boot Camp. Prophecy Boot Camp is where we deal with the basics, the fundamentals of prophecy, the second coming of Christ, and what will happen in the future according to the Bible. Our aim here is not to make predictions, but to help you get prepared by understanding how things will unfold in the end times. Our topic for today is titled The Rise of the Antichrist. Part 6, titles of the Antichrist, Part 3, from Dr. Tim LaHaye and Dr. Heinsohn's book, The Essential Guide to Bible Prophecy. The despicable person, he will be succeeded by a contemptible person who has not been given the honor of royalty. He will invade the kingdom when its people feel secure, and he will seize it through intrigue. The strong-willed king. The king shall do according to his own will. He shall exalt and magnify himself above every little g god, shall speak blasphemies against the God of gods and King of Kings, shall speak blasphemies against the God of gods and King of Kings, and shall prosper till the wrath has been accomplished, for what has been determined shall be done. Next, the worthless shepherd. I will raise up a shepherd in the land who will not care for those who are cut off, nor seek the young, nor heal those that are broken, nor feed those that still stand. But he will eat the flesh of the fat and tear their hooves in pieces. Woe to the worthless shepherd who leaves the flock. The Antichrist is the next one. Little children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come. Who is a liar, but he who denies that Jesus Christ is, He is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. If the Lord should tarry his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic and more in our next episode. Now, in closing today, let's consider what God wants us to do. What God wants you and I to do in light of his second coming. Jesus Christ said in Luke 19:13, to occupy till I come. In light of that, we are continuing our journey through the book, Coming Events and Present Duties, by Dr. J.C. Ryle. It is a collection of what he called prophetic tracts that focus on the believer's duty in light of the signs which point to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. This section is titled Scattered Israel to be Gathered, Part 25. J.C. Ryle continues, is there anything inconsistent with God's former dealings in the gathering of Israel? Is there any extravagance in expecting such an event? Why should we say so? Reasoning from analogy. I can see no ground for refusing to believe that God may yet do wonderful things for the Jewish people. It would not be more marvelous to see them gathered once more in Palestine. Remember now, J.C. Ryle wrote this before 1948. Than it was to see them brought from Egypt into the promised land. What God has done once, he may surely do again, and has done so. Is there anything improbable in the gathering of Israel? Dear listener, we are poor judges of probabilities. God's ways of carrying into effect his own purposes are not to be judged by man's standard or measured by the line and plummet of what man calls probable. In the day when the children of Israel went forth from Egypt, would anyone have said it was probable that such a nation of serfs would ever produce a book that would turn the world upside down? Yet that nation has done it. From that nation has come the Holy Bible, which we read today, and which in fact has turned the world upside down and does so every day. 4,000 years ago would anyone have said it was probable that God's Son would come to earth and suffer in the flesh on a cross before he came to earth in glory to reside, to allow me to repeat that, 4,000 years ago, would anyone have said it was probable that God's Son would come to earth and suffer in the flesh on a cross before he came to earth in glory to reign? Yet so it has been. Christ has lived, and Christ has suffered, and Christ has died. Away with this talk about improbabilities. The ways of God are not our ways. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic and more in our next podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, thank you so much for this time together, being reminded of your second coming, Lord Jesus. Lord, we do pray with John, please come quickly at the same time. Lord, we know that you are not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so, Lord, let your will be done. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, for his sake. Amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready. Get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." God bless you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. Remember, you can stay up to date with prophecy news and events on our website at secondcomingherald.com. If you would like to know more about accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, what to do after salvation, or looking for a good church home, please visit gospellightsociety.com for more information. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on Live 365, BCNNRadio7.com, gospellightworldradio.com, Buzzsprout, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and can be downloaded from numerous outlets online. God bless, and until next time, keep looking up for your redemption draweth nigh. You got to get your